What's up, guys? Welcome to Level Up the Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Bowen. We look forward to talking to you guys today. What's up, guys? Chris Bowen here with Level Up the Podcast. I am joined today by Rob of Robco Swimming Pools. Rob, tell us a little bit about yourself, man.
Well, there's, I'm a pool guy just like anybody else. When I go to social events, all I want to do is talk about pools and problems with pools and people with pools.
So what you're saying is it's kind of like CrossFit.
I guess, yeah. I'm not big on exercise. You know, I'm still trying to get rid of my layer of winter fat from, the mid-70s. What can I say? We're all sort of kind of living the same lives, just in different places, right?
Absolutely.
So my company, I started off, I got injured. I was driving over the road transport. I got injured. I was waiting for surgery. I had my surgery. They wouldn't take me back as a driver. And my buddy phoned up and said, hey, listen, do you want to sit there watching Maury Povich or do you want to make some money? And I said, well, if those are my only two choices, I'm going to make money.
That's exactly right.
So he put a deal in front of me that I couldn't turn down, and I started delivering water for swimming pools, and that's where I started into this.
For those of us in the U.S., we don't deliver a lot of water to swimming pools, I guess more so here in the South. I know up north they do it a lot, but kind of walk us through what that entails and what that looks like.
Well, essentially, I went out, I bought myself a 5,000-gallon stainless steel tanker. Okay. We have, obviously a potable water system in Ottawa, that has, the ability where I can hook up to certain fire hydrants and take my water right out of the system. Then I tell the city of Ottawa, I took this much water and, that's what they charge me for.
Do they go off kind of the trust factor there, or do they actually log the gallons or liters, I guess, in Canada, right?
Well, okay. Well, like I say, I drove over the road transport in the U.S. for a dozen years. Okay. So I'm used to gallons and miles and stuff like that. I mean, you throw liters and kilometers at me, I'm totally messed up.
All right, cool. We're on the same page.
So I mean, right now they're on a trust system. I mean, the entire time that I was delivering water, it was on a trust system. They want to go to a dedicated system where essentially, like, I pay $300. They give me a specific spigot that I can go to. It's metered, and it measures the amount of gallons. With the trust system, what they do is I send them a picture of the plate ranking on my tank. So in my case, my tank said, maximum 5,000 gallons, 23,000 liters. Obviously, I can't take any more than that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the second I hook up to a hydrant, boom, I get nailed for an entire truckload. So even if I've only got a half a truckload on there, they hit me for the entire truckload, but even still declaring it is still on the honor system.
Yeah.
So I mean, I was picking up 5,000 gallons at a time. Basically, you take it to wherever the pool is being filled, you dump her in. The average swimming pool, like 15,000 gallons, is going to take two loads in order to get into the shallow end. And at that point, they have enough water in there that they can pull their vacuums and they can do their flanges and gaskets and all that other jazz. So sometimes they only took the two loads. In most cases, it's like, you know what? Let's just go ahead and fill it right up to operating capacity. And, they can fire it up. They can check for leaks. Mm-hmm. They can say to the customer, hey, look at this. Are you happy? Perfect. Where's my check? And, that beats doing the garden hose thing and worrying, and the other thing is the way the water system works here is that when you pay for a gallon of water out of your tap, you also pay for a gallon and a half water as far as waste goes.
Okay.
All right. So by me taking it right from the water system, there is no waste water billing. So they're strictly paying just for the water. So they don't have to worry about that other one and a half times. So it's actually really nice. There's like something like a $75 difference between filling it up on the tap and filling it up immediately with the truck. So
yeah, we're similar here where we can usually call the city depending on the city and tell them, hey, we're filling a swimming pool. This is what the gallonage is. And they'll usually take that off the bill, but not always. So
we used to be able to do that, but not so much anymore. We also, like in the rurals, we'd be able to phone up the fire department for example. And the fire department, they wouldn't charge you for the water, but they would appreciate a donation to the, you know, fireman's ball or whatever the, you know, whatever you want to call it. You know what I mean? Which, again, is not a bad thing because, again, you're putting that money back into the community. But they don't do that anymore. They were having too many problems because they'd show up, like in my place, for example. We've had a fire hydrant there for almost 10 years now, and not once have they cracked it open. So if they were to crack open that fire hydrant, everybody would have black water for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, it'd be kind of gross. Yeah, I would imagine. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So that's one of the reasons they stopped doing that, is just so that doesn't happen. So that's the crux of how the water delivery works.
And so how did you transition from that into pool service? What kind of made that transition for you? I guess you went to repairs.
Yeah, well, I can't be left alone with nothing to do. I get into trouble. Right. In fact, 1 year I ran into a situation where I had nothing on my agenda, nothing to do, nothing to keep me busy. So I ended up building the garage that I'm sitting in right now, 24 by 26 or something like that, or 20 by 26. Like I say, because I was bored. I had nothing to do. With the water delivery, that's all fine and dandy. During the summer, I was busy as sin, you know, like, I mean, I was watering grass, I was filling swimming pools. I was doing new construction soak down, you know, like to settle the sand around the foundation and stuff.
Oh yeah.
But the problem with swimming pools is, again, you know, like living in Canada, they're only going to start punching holes in May, right? Late April, early May, which means that I'm not going to be filling pools until June. So I had June, July, that's August, hard. Maybe September. So I had maybe a 4 month operating season, and it just wasn't enough. I mean, I was making enough money I could survive and pay bills.
Not much outside of that, I would imagine.
But I needed more to it. So it's like, what can I do to get this extra income without, you know, pissing off the pool companies, right? Because obviously you start stealing their work, they get a little bit flustered.
Of course, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So I got into opening and closing swimming pools.
Okay.
All right. And then along with that, the companies that I was dealing with, they didn't do liner replacements, right? They put the liners in the new pools they built, but they didn't actually
put it into the replacements. Yeah.
Yeah. They didn't go after the vinyl replacements, and we're vinyl area.
You know, probably a few grand a pop, isn't it? It's probably like five grand, somewhere around there, to do a vinyl replacement.
Around $5,000 US maybe. Yeah.
Okay.
Like I've had liners up here go anywhere, you know, 6,000, 7,000, 8,000.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, but again, I price my stuff differently because when I was delivering water, I would dump the water into the pool. Then I'd say, okay, well, who's paying me? Oh, well, my husband left and I don't have the credit card and all this other jazz. Right. Then it's like, you know, and then, you know, there's probably 20% that would say, oh, well, no, hey, listen, it's not a swimming pool without water. That's all part of the price of the pool. It's like, no, you got to check your contract. It doesn't quite work that way. So when I do my liner replacements, I automatically include the water. I include the first initial balancing of the water. You know what I mean? And it's essentially like a turnkey, and people love it that way because you're not doing this nickel and dime sort of thing.
Well, people want to know what it's going to cost at the very end. They don't want to get multiple charges at the end. They want that big lump sum and say, this is what I need to budget for. This is what it's going to cost me to go through with this project. And that's it. They don't want to be nickel and dimed.
Yep. That,
you good?
Sorry, I got something in my throat.
No, you're good. You're good.
And what you're saying is
take a second. You're good.
That's one of the problems with not talking all day. So, yeah, people hate the nickel and dime thing. So by eliminating that, and the other thing is for what they're paying for an entire swimming pool build, right, most people are like, it's like we're right on the skinny edge of being able to make this financially viable.
Yeah.
So that extra $1,500 for water is a real kick in the shins when you're not expecting it.
Well, also when you're financing the entirety of the project, and then you get to the end and all of a sudden it's, well, hold on. I wasn't planning on a $1,500, you know, payment for this. I've been budgeting for my $300 a month.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, I can definitely see that.
Yeah. And then, you know, of course, we want to get everything done on visit one, right? So having to go back two, three, four times trying to hit it at the right time to be able to get paid, there go all your profits.
Yeah, I was gonna say that costs money every time you gotta pull a truck out of the driveway.
Yeah, exactly. So I started to fill in my early part of the season, my late part of the season, by doing liner repairs and pool openings and closings. So I sort of kind of built on that, and then it's like people started calling me for more and more stuff. In the meantime, I also thought to myself, you know what? And like my dad is actually the inspiration for this whole thing, because I went over to my parents' house one day and my mom said, "Hey, listen, if you don't want to get screamed at, you need to leave now." It's like, "Why? What's going on?" She said, "Well, your dad went down to the pool store and he's never going to be in a good mood when he comes back from the pool store." So, sure enough, the door opens and closes. It's my dad. And it's like, "Hey, dad, how's it going?" It's like, "Jesus, I hope you don't expect an inheritance. I just left all my money down at the damn pool store." And, "Well, what did you buy?" "I got no idea." So I said, "Well, Dad, do you want me to start taking care of your water, like take care of your balancing your pool and that, so you don't have to do it?" And he says, "Yes." It's like, okay, so not a
There you go.
problem. And then I thought to myself, you know what? If my dad is this frustrated, there's got to be other people that are this
Oh, yeah.
frustrated. And maybe
Man.
I can turn this into a business. So I thought it out. I came out with a plan. And that's what I started doing. I started letting people know. And I mean, this is happening in like, I think it was August. So like right at the tail end of our year. Like, I mean, by September 15, pools are no longer swimmable. So I mean, I had like maybe a month, right? So I started letting people know, yeah, I'm balancing water. So I mean, if you don't want to take care of your water, let me know. So my initial business plan on that was, I'm hoping for 20, I'd be happy if I got five people committed to the rest of the season and next year. Well, I ended up with 20 plus people and a waiting list. And
Well,
it's
that's what
like, wow,
happens when
now
you
how am
have
I going
that
to screen
history of,
this?
opens and closes to begin with. You have history with these people already. So you're established.
Exactly. And and I started off like any other project, start off slow. I don't have the resources or the funds to do stuff. We had little written books, almost like the small log books, for a commercial vehicle.
For
And
drivers.
basically what I would do is I would test the water and I'd write down what I got, what it should be, and what I was doing to correct it. Everything was all handwritten. I would leave them a copy, go back to the office, they would put it in the computer, and then send them an invoice. Right, because I'm big on trust.
Absolutely.
I trust my clients. My clients trust me. I don't need to have them under my thumb. I'm not trying to regulate them. It's like you're free to come and go at your leisure. The thing is, everybody comes and nobody goes. All right, and it's 100% on referral. So I actually started playing on Facebook, right? Because I was in a body cast for 6 weeks. I started playing on Facebook, and as soon as that cast came off and I was in rehab and all this other stuff, I got rid of my Facebook account. My insurance guy said, "Hey, no, man, you got to get back on there." It's like, "Well, why?" I mean, I just was using it to waste time. I mean, like I was the king of Farmville, you know what I'm saying?
Oh
So,
yeah, I remember Farmville.
So this is how back that goes, right? How far back?
That's awesome.
And he said, "No," he said, "the reason you got to get on there is because everything you're doing is word of mouth. And when you roll into the laneway, Mary might be on the computer and say, 'Oh, yeah, I got to go. My pool guy's here.' 'Wait, what do you mean you got a pool guy?' 'Oh, yeah, he comes over and he balances my water. Need the number, send me the info." And sure enough, we ended up building it up. So last summer, our numbers, we were balancing 13 million liters of water every
Dang.
week. Every week.
That's a lot. That is a
Yeah,
lot.
it's a couple of gallons.
Yeah. Phew.
Definitely a couple of gallons. So that was actually, that company was my starting point for the education.
Okay.
because I wanted to know what the heck I was doing with the water so that I could actually balance
It's
it properly, right?
kind of important, I feel like, when
Yeah.
you're, you know, working with chemicals and pools to, you know, semi-understand water chemistry.
Well, I was just scared shitless of getting somebody sick. That's
Yeah,
what it was.
I don't blame
I
you.
didn't want someone getting sick in my
Yeah,
pools.
absolutely.
So I took a CPO course. I signed up for it at the Canadian Pool and Spa Expo. My book showed up and it's like this thick and it's like,
That
oh,
is
sweet
thick.
love of Jesus. Yeah, I am nowhere near smart enough to do this. So I actually had enough time. I took a different water chemistry course in order to prepare for my CPO certification
Oh, that's
course.
awesome. Okay.
And then when I got my CPO certification, it's like, you know what? This education thing is kind of fun. So I started taking every possible course I could manage. And that's exactly what I did. So I took every course, kept taking courses. Every time a new one came up, I would take it, course upon course upon course upon course. And of course, that was back when we had National Swimming Pool Foundation. All
Yep.
right. I took every single one of the courses that they offered. And then all of a sudden, I get a phone call from Colorado. Hey, listen, it's Michelle from NSPF. Your name has come up on our screens here because we need somebody to be an instructor, and
Well, that's
it would
cool.
take us 7 years to 10 years to train somebody to the level that you're at right now. Would you be interested?
Yes.
It's like, yeah, hello. So that's how I ended up becoming an instructor,
That's cool.
and yeah, so I mean, it just kept going from there. So things are still moving forward, you know, like even an inch forward is still forward.
Always. That's exactly right. Hey, you know what? If as long as you're moving forward, that's what counts. It's when you become stagnant that, you know, you're no longer, you're at that point, you're taking steps back when you become stagnant. So as long as you continue to move forward, and if that's what matters, it doesn't matter the pace at which you move forward.
No, I totally agree. And like I said before, there's no such thing as too much education.
Nope.
So
Nope.
even now, I got a phone call last week. It's like, you know what? We don't have any hot tub instructors in Canada. Would you
Okay.
be interested in taking the course and becoming an instructor for that?
Yes.
Just like, yeah, you know what? Does a bear poop in the woods? I'm in.
Absolutely, it
You
does.
know? So yeah, so I'm in the middle of taking that course now. Of course, we're just starting to get to the beginning of our pool season. So the phones are starting to ring up. You know, like again at this time of year,
Casual openings and all that.
swimming pools here right now should be at the highest that they've ever been at, sort of thing, like through the season. If your
Yeah.
pool's not filled right to the brim, you have a problem you need to address when once you open it up, right?
No.
Like everything is something to look at, right? So yeah, so that's where we are.
I love it. And so let's talk about awards a little bit. I see that you've been nominated a few times over the last several months for some industry awards. Talk us through that a little bit. I saw that you won one of the PLEATCO awards as well.
Yeah, so that was actually quite interesting because I got a phone call from my Pentair dealer,
Okay.
my rep. And he's like, hey, listen, I hope you don't mind, but I put your name in for this PLEATCO Technician of the Year thing. It's like, okay, I'm not too familiar with it. I mean, I've heard of it, obviously, you know, like I'm in the pool industry, right? So, I mean, I've heard of it, but I didn't really know that much about it. And, yeah, you know, I just kind of rode the wave. You know, everything they asked me, I answered. They seemed to be interested in what I was saying and what I was doing, my approach to things, you know, the continual education aspect of it, the whole nine yards. And when all the dust settled, I ended up getting the Lifetime Achievement Award.
That's
So,
awesome, man.
yeah, that was kind of cool.
That
And
is
actually,
very
it's
cool.
right up here,
We'll take a
right
look.
there.
I love it. I love it, man. That's
So
awesome.
that's the cheap one that they did for the photo thing, but they let me keep it anyway, you
I
know. So it's yeah, my PLEATCO coaster.
love it.
So yeah, so you know, I was happy to receive that award. And again, you know, like there were a couple of little hiccups. So as an instructor, I always go down to the Atlantic Pool Show to teach. All right, because I
Yes.
also teach for Pool Chemistry Training Institute, which is essentially HASA now.
Oh,
So
okay.
I teach their course in Atlantic City.
Okay, cool.
Okay. So I was already set up to go down to Atlantic City, the whole nine yards. Well, Pleco, that's where they did this awards thing, right? So they're like, oh yeah, we'll give you two airplane tickets to go go down to the awards. And it's like, well, no, I'm driving down because, you know, I've got to smuggle all my stuff across the border, my hot sauce and all that other jazz, right? And I'm not putting that on an airplane. So I wasn't able to use the plane tickets. The other part of the prize is that I could take either the CMS or the CST course.
Stuff you like, already have, yeah.
Thank you. But yeah, I teach both of these courses. So I worked out a deal where I was allowed to gift it to somebody else.
Oh, that's awesome.
I've got a friend in Florida. He's a young lad, new family, the whole nine yards, trying to climb up that ladder. Money's tight, but he wants to do the education. Like he's serious about doing that. So they allowed me to gift that to him, which is cool. Thank you.
That please. Is really
appreciate
cool.
that one. Yeah. So that was the Pleco thing. And then on top of that, we also won the Canadian Choice Awards for Education in Canada.
Oh, that's awesome.
So yeah, so I got a really nice fancy dancy star there somewhere.
Heck yeah.
At the office. So yeah, so that was a big plus for us. So yeah, we walked away with two awards at the beginning of this year. And then just last week, we were actually up for three more awards.
I saw it on Facebook.
Yeah. So the one award we were nominated for was for pool maintenance.
Okay.
The second one was for customer service. That's and the cool. third one was for education.
Hey, can't beat all three of those, man.
Well, that's my thing, you know, and it's like just being nominated for those three tells me that we're moving in the right direction. We're doing the right things and people are noticing.
That's
now,
exactly
it turns out we didn't win any of those.
That's okay.
But it's still the nomination to me is the win.
Yes, that's exactly right. That means people are noticing that people are seeing what you're doing and they're appreciative of it. And
yes, sir.
You know, what more can you ask for as a business owner than for people just to notice what you're doing, you know, and the effort that's going into it?
Yep. And that's what we're all about. I mean, we want to make sure everybody's happy. We had to detach ourselves from a certain area of the city last year because it was just like an hour and a half drive to get out to those customers.
That's a halt, yeah.
So we had to kind of cut back a little bit, which really, really hurt. I mean, it still hurts me inside because these people really relied on our services.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, like we're getting phone calls now. And it's like, hey, are you expanding back into this area? And it's like, I wish I could say yes. And it's like, yeah, well, my pool was like green for 7 years and then you had it for 3 years and it was crystal clear every single day.
Now it's back to green again.
Now it's back to green for the last year. It's like, we can't service that area, but the phone is always open. You know what I mean? Phone me. I will tell you.
Yes.
So, you know, we're here to help people. The only reason we deal with money is because everybody else has to deal with money too.
That's exactly right. I used to have that same kind of philosophy of, hey, if you guys have questions, reach out to me personally. Facebook, call, whatever you need to do. But I'm here to help.
Yep.
You know, that's what it's all about, is just helping people at the end of the day.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, obviously there's another aspect. You got to pay bills. I mean, I get that.
Of course.
You know, but I am old. I am lazy. Right. And if I can fix your problem over the telephone,
I'm going to fix it
over the telephone. Right. Not because I'm old and lazy, but because I still have to sleep at night,
you
know, and I'm not going to drive an hour just to push a button and hold it for 3 seconds to reset an alarm when I could tell you to do that over the telephone.
You know, it's no different than those calls that you get about a GFCI's gone out. They've redone the breaker, still can't get it to turn on. GFCI. I'm not going to charge you $125 to go out and turn your GFCI on. We're going to check that first before I come out.
You know what? And we have Aqualamps here. I don't know if you guys are too familiar with Aqualamp.
I know what it is, yeah.
But those are an absolute poke in my eye because, you know, you've got that hidden GFCI inside the transformer box that nobody really knows about. And every single spring, I try and tell people, hey, you got to start at the beginning, like turn the lights on in the box. Yeah, but they don't light up. Don't worry about it. We're starting at the beginning. Push the GFCI on the side of the box. Push the GFCI inside there. Make sure the transformer's plugged in. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've shown up. It's like, yeah, your lights aren't working because this has to actually be plugged in, you know?
That's awesome.
But, yeah, you know, even when that does happen, I've got a conscience. I don't usually charge people the full thing. We tell people on the phone, yeah, it's going to be a service call, so they're prepared for it. And then I have the option of waiving it. Whereas if we pull the, yeah, I'll show up and see what's happening and then try and charge for a service call, it's not going to fly.
No. So you have to notify people ahead of time. Hey, you will be billed if my truck leaves the garage. That's how it works.
Yeah, but a lot of times I don't do that. Because like I say, you know, I still have to be able to sleep at night.
Absolutely. So I love it. Well, Rob, thank you so much for your time today, man. I really appreciate it. I hope everybody learned a lot about education in this and how important and how crucial of a role it can play in business and just being able to further your business, whatever you want to do, whether it's, you know, service related, education related, you're in a different industry, it doesn't matter what it is. Education's important. Maybe not as much traditional education, but education within the specific industry that you're going to be within. So,
yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And we have courses running all the time. You know, like when I talk about teaching, I do teach internationally. As I say, I was teaching in Atlantic City. I was teaching in Las Vegas when the Pleco thing, when I had to do my interview for them.
I
traditionally teach down in the Caribbean over the winter time because I hate the cold. It's work, Chris.
Yeah,
it's work.
Yeah, of course.
All right?
Yeah.
Like there's no enjoyment. It's work. Okay. So, but yeah, you know, like get that education that sets you above the rest. Mm-hmm. So thank you for your time. I appreciate it. I hope everybody had a giggle or two, learn something if you can. If not, like I say, look up. We're good.
All right, brother. You take care, all right?
All right, you too. Thanks again, Chris. I appreciate it.